Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
98 FM's all day big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Lots of prizes. Including a spice bag. And something new.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Monday's edition of your favorite game. It is Matchy Matchy. All you've got to do is send one of us to a soundproof booth. Say the first three words that come to your head after we give you three. And you can win yourself a lot of prizes. This is... It's a real mishmash of things.
It is. I was just looking at the sheet here. It's a fabulous bunch of prizes.
It is. And something new has been added because it is the start of a new week. Let's cross over live to AI, Rebecca and Brendan, to find out more.
We've had to grab a trolley. There's so many prizes.
Like this karaoke machine.
An LED face mask.
Matchy Matchy Stanley Cups.
A pedicure for two.
A chiminea.
A dartboard.
A 100 euro laundry voucher.
Go bowling.
Go axe throwing.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
A limited edition Matchy Matchy hairdryer.
A new coffee machine with espresso cups.
And to go with your coffee, how about a box of purple snacks?
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
I love that.
Sorry, a box of purple snacks.
Who doesn't
That's
love
delicious.
A purple snack? Yeah, I love a purple
so
snack.
So handy. Everyone that comes around for tea, you'd be like, there you go.
Yeah.
Charlene is in Black Rock. Good morning, Charlene. You're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, very well, Charlene. Did you do anything nice over the weekend?
I went for a spa weekend in Castleknock.
Oh,
hotel.
Lovely.
Very nice. What did you get done? Did you get the face done and everything? The pedicure, the manicure?
I got a facial and a head and shoulder massage.
Oh, lovely. Nice.
Did you not get the knees and toes? Knees and toes?
Prosecco.
No. Oh, Prosecco. Yeah. Okay. No. Good woman. Who have you got with you this morning playing Matchy Matchy?
I have my daughter, Georgia Rose.
Georgia Rose. Morning, Georgia. And do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings, Charlene?
Every morning. The ritual.
Okay, it's a ritual. Okay, well, fingers crossed, practicing that ritual is about to pay off. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning? Brendan or Carl, Charlene?
Brendan, please.
Okay,
off
I'm off
pop,
to
Bren.
The soundproof booth.
Bye.
I'll see you in a moment.
I'm just like a coffee
from
there, will you? Good man. Right, here we go. Right, Charlene, Brendan is off to the soundproof booth. He's gone. The doors are closed. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
Let's go.
Okay, all right. Right, Charlene, your first word this morning is fried.
Egg.
Okay. That's a good one. Second word this morning is road.
Road work.
All right. And your third word this morning, Charlene in Black Rock, is school.
School bus.
All right, so let's recap here. You've got fried egg, you've got road work, and you've got school bus. They're pretty solid. Would you like to lock them in?
I'm going to lock them in.
Right, here we go. Locking them in. And we're bringing Bren back from the soundproof booth. In he comes. There you are now. How was that this morning?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, there was just a random dictionary lying on the seat.
Don't you hate when that happens?
I know.
Right. Brendan, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Your first word this morning is fried. Fried.
Fried food.
Fried food. Your second word this morning is road.
Roads. Sign.
Okay. And your third word this morning, Brendan, is school.
School bag.
So you've got pride, food, road, sign, and school bag.
Mm.
Brendan from the soundproof booth, have you matched with Charlene from Black Rock? You have not.
No.
You have not.
Did we get any this morning?
You didn't.
We didn't.
You didn't.
Not on the same page at all.
No, sorry,
Charlene,
about that,
I'm so
Charlene.
Sorry.
So Charlene had fried egg.
Oh, lovely.
Road work.
Yeah.
And school bus.
School bus.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. All great answers, Charlene and Georgia Rose. Sorry we didn't do it this morning, but we're going to send you a 90 FM goodie bag.
Woohoo! Yeah. Thank you.
At least you look, you go away with something nice, Charlene. Isn't that nice?
That's it. It's a good way to start
the
week.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Have a great
for
week,
being, guys. Continue the ritual. And thanks for listening to 90FM. We'll do it all again tomorrow. A lot of prizes to be won. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy, just send us a WhatsApp. 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Never forget what we said last week. 98FM.
This is the game we play every week to try and remember what on earth we said. Well, they said, should I say, on the show last week. Now, you should have asked me the questions because I wouldn't have had a clue.
Well, that's the reason why we're not asking you, Carl. It would feel very unfair.
So I've got a list of questions here just to see how good your memory is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. On Friday, you told Luke to keep an eye out for Graham the Heron.
Yeah.
While he was out and about in Bushy Park. But what name did he think the heron was called?
So all morning we were saying look out for Graham. And then later on after nine, Luke revealed that he'd been looking for, I think it was a Gary?
Oh yeah, traffic is heavy still here at Bushy Park. No sign of Gary, but I fed the ducks across the city.
Graham?
Graham. I was looking for Gary.
But you've been calling the wrong name, love.
I haven't seen that heron along the Dodder.
Okay. Yeah, poor Luke was shouting the name Gary.
Right, that is one correct. Well,
thank you.
Now, there was a sentimental item that one of our listeners sent in a voice note on Thursday that they couldn't possibly part with. And you found it a little off-putting. What was it?
No, someone had a guitar from their uncle. Someone else had the clip from the baby's umbilical cord.
Mental thing that I refuse to throw out is the clips and the piece of the belly button that was on both my kids.
Yeah, my mum has a lock of my hair and a tooth. It's disturbing. Sentimental yet disturbing. A bit of belly button. Oh my.
Have you not heard that
I
before?
I said umbilical cord. That is the belly button, though.
Yeah,
it's the same
thing.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah. The outie bit. In Wednesday's Brendan's bit, you told us a tale about TikTok bum. In the story you gave us, an approximate maximum amount of time you should spend on the loo. How long is it?
So apparently you can't sit on the toilet for any longer than, is it 10 minutes or you get what they're calling TikTok bum? But I've also heard of this thing, it's not in this survey, but a thing called TikTok bum. Ooh. That you're not supposed to sit in the toilet for any, I think is it like 9 minutes is like the max, because otherwise you end up with issues.
Oh, I right? see, I see.
Correct, that is 9 minutes.
Am I getting that? Thank you very much. Yeah. Very generous.
You're getting that. And you got the last one as well. Sorry, I forgot this was
Thank
a quiz.
You. Good morning, Carl.
In the news on Wednesday, there was a story about the Electoral Commission hosting a mock ballot at the Ploughing where they asked people to vote for their favourite form of potato. After the news, Emma revealed hers. What were they?
Emma's favourite form of potato.
Yes.
I remember, Reb said chip, and I think, I'm going to guess and say Emma said mash. Back to the spuds.
Yes.
Your favourite form, Rebecca?
Chip.
Chip.
Or roast potato.
Yeah. Emma?
Curly/twisty
no!
fry.
And
why aren't they back? And
yeah, they need to bring them
back. That's one
on
you
this,
didn't get.
No, this mock election.
Curly fries.
Curly and twisty
yeah.
fries. That is what she said.
Delicious.
Right, last question here, although you've won already. Well done to you.
Thank you.
On Thursday, we got all excited about the prospect of the upcoming Victoria Beckham Netflix documentary. We played out a trailer, and David tried to give her a compliment, to which she revealed that it's a snack she wouldn't be able to make. What was it?
A snack that toast?
You could make a cheese and ham toasted sandwich, we'd be proud of you.
Let's be honest, I couldn't actually make a cheese sandwich.
Look, you guessed kind of. I mean, you got one of the ingredients.
Ish.
Well done. Well done, Brent.
Carl, thank you.
Four out of five.
Four out of five. Not too shabby for first thing on a Monday morning.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.